Hey guys, this is Stella and welcome back to this podcast. Oh wow, I literally just, you know, it feels really good to be able to do this back here. It feels really, really refreshing to be able to talk to you guys. I want to say I missed you all, but okay, I'll say it. I missed you all, guys. It's been a whole rough couple of months. Not necessarily rough, but I've kind of been in my space, and I literally gave up on the whole podcasting thing. I felt like it wasn't important to share my voice. I felt like it wasn't important to share my opinion, to share my story, to share my favorite Bible verses. I felt like I wasn't good enough to do that. I didn't want to also lead someone astray. I think most importantly, I did not want to say something that I was going to regret, and I've been learning to be careful, maybe too careful if I do say so myself. And I wasn't really being the perfect girl, you know, so I felt like, I'm not perfect. I'm not doing this thing called life in the most beautiful way, and I'm not proud of myself at this time, so why should I hold a podcast in the first place? Why should I bring that episode and, you know, talk about topics and sharing my ideas? It just didn't make sense to me. I felt like I needed to clean up my own mess before I tried to inspire people or help others clean theirs. So yeah, basically that's why I've not put out an episode since April 4th. And let me just, now that we're here, let me just say this, that thank you to everyone who listened to my last episode on navigating friendships in adulthood. Thank you so much for the comments. I'm really grateful that you guys even deemed me worthy to listen to. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Anyway, straight to the nitty-gritty of today's episode. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the why I started this podcast. I feel like it's necessary that I do this episode. I feel like it's necessary that I do this session just talking about this point, because then it kind of gives me this clarity, and it gives you, my listeners, the reason behind this, because I'm launching back. I'm coming back into the podcasting space. I'm coming back to using my voice for good. So a little background story of this podcast. So when I started this podcast, it was called the Millennial Professional Podcast, and basically I started it in 2021 in January, and I really just wanted to help employees be better and do better in the workplace. I was at that time staying in Nigeria, and I saw a lot of mediocrity in the workplace. I saw a lot of people who weren't passionate about being an employee. Like, they were literally just angry. I loved being an employee, and it wasn't because I didn't have any business ideas. If you know me personally, you'd know that I'm a very strong business, very willed person. But you know, I loved being an employee. I love working. I still love working. It's something that I feel gives me the ability to serve. It's something that I feel makes me able to put my strengths in the right area. But a lot of people at that time didn't like working. They didn't understand why I was passionate about it. They felt like I was taking the lazy way out, which initially that was the plan, you know. For me, 9-to-5 was like a lazy way out of all my dreams, my ideas, my businesses, and every other thing. But I loved it, and I wanted this podcast to be about inspiring employees. You know, as a matter of fact, when I started the podcast last year, January 2021, I wrote a letter to myself, and you know, I'm just gonna read it quickly. I wrote that, "Lord Jesus, you inspire the idea of this podcast community in my heart to help employees be better. I ask for wisdom and strength. I don't even know if I'm the right person for this, but I know you've given me to do this for a purpose, a responsibility, and to even grow myself too. I pray that You give me the wisdom to teach, to say the right principles in the right way. I pray for strength to not give up on this journey. And I almost did. And that you make the vision more clear about this podcasting in my heart and mind. I pray for everyone who is going to be listening to the Millennial Professional Podcast, that they would glorify your name. And when I speak, that you'd fill my mouth with wisdom. Lots of wisdom there. I pray that my voice will be heard abroad and in Nigeria, and that many will desire excellence in the workplace. That the definition and the narration of being an employee and who an employee would be changed because of this podcast. I pray and I commit this podcast into your hands. I ask for grace. I pray for everyone who I would be talking to through this podcast, that they would become indeed valuable testimonies in their workplace. And then I wrote, you know, Jesus, you are the sheep host. Teach me and help me to be better in the workplace. Everyone who's going to be listening, future intending members, I pray for the spirit of excellence and growth for them. I pray that this podcast will give you glory and bring me closer to you and your word. And then I wrote, like, thank you, Lord, for the privilege, the honor to do this. And thank you, Jesus, for all the episodes, the conferences, the books, the other ideas that will come out for this podcast. I'm grateful again for this privilege, for this responsibility. And thank you, Jesus, for making me your co-host. So basically, I wrote that in 24th of January, 2021. I wrote it as a letter to myself. And I fast-forwarded the letter so that I would get it this year, 2022, January. Okay. And like I said, I wanted it. In fact, it was supposed to be initially called The Christian Professional. But I felt like that would be too narrow targeted, so I decided to just call it The Millennial Professional. But if you listen to all my episodes, there's one thing that is common from the very first episode I did, which was, you'd know that I love Jesus so much. I wanted people to have a higher purpose in life and in calling, which was that I wanted them to know about Jesus. I wanted my platform to also, you know, I wanted people to be a Christian in the workplace as well. Anyway, fast forward to, I think, months later, in August, September, I came to Ireland, and somehow I felt disconnected about the whole idea of doing a podcast for just for employees and professionals. I wanted it to be more. A lot of people had given me the excuse of, oh, we think your podcast is just for employees alone, so we don't want to listen to it. And this episode I had done at that time were about employees and, you know, working with the right mindset, you know, serving brightly. And I'd always throw in one verse, and one of my favorite Bible verses is, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. And whatever you do, and I think that the verse at the verse that followed it talked about whether you're eating, whatever you're doing, let it be to the glory of God. So that was one of my driving faith for employees to be that. But then, like I said, I had to change the theme. And I remember I started putting out episodes on fear, on mindset. And by the time it was throw forward to December, I did another series on I did a birthday series, like a countdown birthday series on my favorite Bible verses for 28 days, because I was turning 28 last year, December. I did like a series on Bible verses that have spoken to me over the years that I love. You know, I prayed in between, I sang in some of the episodes, and in between, I really just wanted people to get inspired by it. By January 2022, which was this year, I realized, nope, I can't keep on calling this podcast The Millennial Professional. I mean, it's way more about employees and everything, and I decided to change the name to The Stella Cafe Talk Show, which is what it is now. Basically, I wanted to do The Stella Cafe. I called it The Stella Cafe Talk Show because I now wanted a name that would encompass everything, that would encompass my journey of becoming, my journey of evolving, that would encompass my Christian life, my Christian journey, my struggles as a woman, my experiences with life, and I wanted it to not just be on a particular theme. I wanted it to be all-rounded. I don't know if you get that. And so by January, February, the episodes that released in January, February, March, and then in April were basically all themed, kind of motivational, inspirational, kind of themed, which was great. But then by April, I decided I wasn't going to do this podcasting thing again. I felt like my voice, like I said earlier, wasn't good enough. I felt like I hadn't gotten to that stage where people would listen to me. And then something happened last week. Someone in a group I asked, I'm in a podcasting group, Ninja Pod Hub. And, you know, someone there asked, like, they wanted people to introduce their podcast and introduce it, talking about why they started podcasting. And my God, I read a lot of entries and I began to ask myself, Stella, why did you give up on this? Why did you give up on this? And I realized I wasn't going to be fully happy that I gave up on it until I went to the reason of why I started this podcast in the first place. And I went back to the reason, and I had a note where I used to put like why I started this podcast in case I start feeling like this. And you know, I went back and I started to understand, like, I wanted to have a podcast to inspire people. I wanted to have a podcast to make people understand that I know what they were going through and I wanted to be better. Yes, it started as employees, but it wasn't just about employees to me. I've always been an inspirational, motivational person, with a slice of Jesus inside that motivation and inspiration. And you know, sometimes we tell ourselves that we're not good enough for something. We tell ourselves that nobody really listens anyway. But I'd always told myself, like, even if it was one person who listened to my episode, that was fine. That was okay. I wasn't trying to change the world. I don't have all the tools to change the world, at least not yet, and I'll get there. But right now, if I was changing one person, inspiring one person at a time, then that should be good enough. And I started reminiscing on why do I really want to do this? Why do I really want to be a podcaster? Why do I really want to have a podcast? And for me, I think one of the core thing is I don't want people to make the same mistake that I did. I want to, you know, have an avenue where I could share about my experiences, about my journey, and also basically I wanted somewhere where I could, you know what, say I did this, I failed, don't do it too. And then yes, I was going to talk about opinions and everything, but to me it was just really about seven people through my voice. And of course, because I also love talking, I love hiding behind the scenes, I love the fact that, you know what, I could just record from my house, edit it, and you know, share my voice. I've always believed in the power of the voice. Strongly believe is one of my strong mantra. I want my voice to be heard globally and internationally. So yeah, long story short is I now know my why. Anyway, so what's your why? Of course, you know I was gonna bring out one lesson from this. So yeah, I'm gonna throw this back to you. What's your why? Why are you doing the things that you are doing? Why did you stop doing it? Do you want to get back into it? And why would you want to get back into it? I think when we start something, a business, an education part, a new career part, we get overwhelmed in the way and then we stop. But then when we have a solid why that was written somewhere, like the way I do, you're able to go back, you're able to think, you're able to know that even if the beginning isn't perfect, you'd start anyway. You should start, you should continue anyway, because then along the line you get better at it, and even your vision, your mission, everything changes as you grow. You know, Queen Rafi Podcast Space, which is a podcast, you guys should check it out. She does a lot of inspirational, talks about life, talks about our journey, motivation, basically, and she talks about a lot of interesting topics. It's called the Queen Rafi podcast. Yeah, you guys should check it out. Like I said, she has 600 episodes, guys. 600 episodes. And I thought to myself one day, like, you know, she didn't get to 600 overnight. Like, she had to grow. And in between, she would have gotten confused. She would have gotten worried. She'd have gotten like, am I even good enough to share this? But she kept on going. And today, she's receiving awards for her podcast. In fact, more than that, she's reaching thousands of people. She has a lot of downloads, a lot of listings. But imagine if she had stopped. Imagine if she didn't continue. So yeah, whatever it is, guys, keep on being persistent in it and keep on doing what you do. Keep on sharing what you love to do. It will all align in the end. So yeah, that's the end of today's podcast. I really wanted to share the why of this podcast, and I also wanted you guys to know what this podcast is about. So yeah, summary, the Salah Cafe podcast is basically a weekly podcast. Should I call it a weekly now? Because it hasn't been weekly, but yeah, let's put it as weekly. So it's a weekly podcast where I talk about conversations on my journey of life, my career, my faith, my relationship with God, relationship with people, and relationship with my friends. The goal is that I hope that people would be blessed, inspired. I hope that my voice would be a voice of change in a little way, even if it's as a whisper. I'm fine with that. I'm going to be doing a new series. It's going to be called Life as a Christian Young Lady. Guys, you guys don't want to miss this series. I'm going to be talking about everything about friends with benefits, sexual urges, everything, being just a Christian young lady, and my struggles, my life, my career path, and basically everything that has questioned me up to this stage and literally almost shaking my faith. Yeah. Oh, okay, take a deep breath. So that marks the end of today's episode, guys. I really missed you guys, and please watch out for the next episodes. Okay, I love you guys so much. Don't forget to always remember your why, and have an amazing week. Bye, guys.